Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 377. We have a fun show today. We're going to do a whole round of...
overrated or underrated.
That's right.
We're taking your overrated or underrateds from Instagram. There's quite a few of them.
From the grams.
And we're going to see, hey, are these overrated or underrated? There's a ton of them. So go follow us on Instagram, by the way, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. And recently we put a poll out on our Instagram stories and we said, hey, you know what? We're doing an overrated or underrated episode. Send us some and we'll ask or answer if these are overrated or underrated, and you guys sent them in for sure. There's a whole bunch.
I love these because it gets people talking, right? So it's our opinion on what we think, but then it also gets you guys talking, whether or not you agree with us or not.
Yeah, and I'll give you a shout out on the podcast as long as your username is not awkward or I can pronounce it.
My bad.
And some people said, hey, you know what? I think this is underrated. What do you think?
Yeah,
so like they left their response as well as asking what we think.
These are fun. I know that when I'm getting ready to go on my vacation to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, I love doing these kind of games. Just kind of refreshes my memory on attractions or restaurants, and then it helps me narrow down how to plan.
Yeah, whatever you said right there.
When the hosts aren't listening.
When the hosts aren't listening. Sorry, I was gathering my notes for the overrateds and underrateds. As I'm going through these, I'm trying to, you know, pick out the ones we're going to talk about on the podcast today.
It had to do with planning, so Bruce checked out for
that's
a minute.
Right. I leave the planning up to you. By the way, if you are planning a trip, go head over to Unlocking the Magic Travel. We'll help you out over there.
Yes, we have a great team of wonderful agents that all have joined us and also believe in our philosophy of unlocking the magic. So that is our philosophy. We really want to bring you guys the very best vacation. And by the way, thank you for those that have already reached out, have booked with us. We just can't thank you enough. Thank you for supporting the team.
Appreciate you. All right, let's get into these overrateds or underrateds. We're going to get right into the podcast here because these are going to be fun. This is my favorite kind of shows.
Yeah.
You know, I love the unlocking episodes. But that's your specialty.
Let's not rate this episode until we're done with it, though.
Well, I'm just saying that I like this because it's like the bullet points of podcasts,
that's
which
true.
Is my go-to.
Yeah, and I like it. It's off the cuff, and it really, I think that's your true answer, too.
What do you mean?
So when you're asking, because I'm not seeing those questions, so you're asking me right now, and I have to answer very quickly or without doing major research on what I really want to do. And well, I think that's what you... how you make a decision.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, listen, this is just our opinion. So everybody's going to have a different opinion. Don't email us and say, hey, how can you say that's underrated or overrated?
No, you should email us. Why not?
That's true. Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Let's start off with a whopper.
A whopper. Great.
Disney Cruise Line. Oh. Underrated or overrated?
Here we go. That is a whopper.
This is a whopper of one. This is probably the biggest one. You know, Disney Cruise Line is not cheap. It's probably one of the most, it's not probably, it's one of the most expensive cruises you can go on.
Yeah.
That being said.
I know, I want you to answer this. Like, I'm curious of your answer.
That being said, the thing that Disney Cruise Line gives you is quality of experience. I think the experience you get on a Disney Cruise Line is matched by none.
Right.
Food is relatively good.
I thought, well, I've heard some things, and I've heard that other cruise lines aren't, recently, like we've had heard that the quality isn't as great, but Disney, you never hear that they have bad food.
Never. The experience is Castaway Cay is unmatched. It's a great place, and even for someone who's like me, who's not super into relaxing, I thought-
Or people. You're not people-y.
I thought Castaway Cay was amazing.
We should have just left you there.
Our room was five people in one room, which I thought was going to be cramped, was more spacious than I thought.
Low expectations.
But it is expensive.
Right.
So I don't know if it can be underrated because of the price.
Right.
But I think overall for a cruise itself, if I was going to go on another cruise, I would say Disney Cruise Line, slightly underrated.
I think in the sense of also, we know a bunch of people that actually don't have children. And that they've never been on a Disney cruise because they thought it was mainly for kids and that they were going to... We actually got asked, well, is it heavily Mickey and Minnie themed? And we said, No, you really can just go on this cruise. So that's why I think it's underrated in that sense.
That's a great point. You know what? I'm changing my answer. Properly rated for families.
Okay.
Underrated for adults without kids.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think most people, if you don't have kids, they just disregard Disney Cruise Line.
They're like, that's it. It's too many princesses.
It's not that though. Like, there is that incorporated into it, but it's not in your face.
It's like splashed ever so delicately. It's almost like when you're staying at the Grand Floridian Resort when you're in Walt Disney World. It has that elegance to it, and it's not overly kind of in your face with any kind of characters.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like the Grand Floridian. I feel comfortable on the Disney Cruise Line.
Oh.
I don't know if I feel comfortable inside Floridian.
Because the cruise line, it's acceptable to walk around in your bathing suit.
Which I did quite a bit.
And you're not really supposed to do that in the halls in the Grand Floridian, so that's where you feel uncomfortable.
Speaking of cruise lines, if you do get nauseous, sometimes that may be one of the reasons why you don't go on a cruise, you should check out the Relief Band.
And I know you're staring at me because I'm the one that actually always thought I had my sea legs. Turns out I sometimes get nauseous on any kind of boat lately, and especially sometimes on a cruise ship, even though they're large and you don't think. This Relief Band saves it.
And it's not a medical device or medicine, right? Yeah. It's just a Relief Band that goes around your wrist. It gives you this slight tingle.
It's a tingly.
It gives you the spider tingle.
Spider tingles rule.
In your wrist, and it helps you alleviate the nausea. And guess what? If you're a fan of the podcast, you can go to reliefband.com, use the code UTM at checkout, and you're going to get 20% off plus free shipping.
You guys, I talk about this product everywhere the chance I go. I'm actually letting a friend of mine borrow my own Relief Band because that's how much I know she's going to fall in love with it after she uses it. She's going on a trip pretty soon and she gets nauseous on an airplane like me. 100% drug free, so it makes you non-drowsy. It's awesome.
Yeah, and we've got so much good feedback from people who have purchased the Relief Band. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? I wasn't able to go on this attraction or on a cruise and I use this and it's great. So go check it out. Again, reliefband.com. Use code UTM at checkout. You're going to get 20% off.
All right, where are we with the would you
rather? Next question. All right, I'm going to pull out my phone here because...
No, not would you rathers.
Overrated, underrated.
That's why.
Would you rathers next week.
That's good. That's right.
All right, here's another one. And this is a touchy subject because this is something that people either love or don't love.
I don't know if I love you having control.
Oh, I got a lot of control. If you're watching the video right here on YouTube, I got full control.
You have full control.
I have it in my phone right here. All right, okay. Epcot festivals.
Epcot festivals.
Overrated or underrated?
The festivals of itself, I think, are underrated. I can't go to Epcot without a festival. I decided the other day.
Why did you decide that all of a sudden?
I really think that the festivals add this whole nother layer to Epcot that it's missing throughout the year when it's not happening. Like, Epcot's gone through a lot. It's still transforming as we speak. And I do think that when there's no festival going on, I feel like something's missing. But that's why I love them.
All right, so I'm going to break them down by festival.
I don't know if I explained that very well.
You did. You did a good job. Okay. It gives you a little bit, it brings Epcot into a more in-depth experience.
Especially the art festival.
All right, so I'm going to break them down for me. Food and wine, vastly overrated. Vastly. All the other festivals.
They're rowdy. There was actually something.
Underrated.
Okay. Speaking of, I know why you think that the food and wine is overrated is because it's rowdy, but there was something recently on the media where there was something happening with some adults that got a little too far ahead of themselves with some of the drinkity drinks, and they had to get escorted out, and it was kind of crazy.
Well, here's the reason I say that.
Yeah.
There used to be the Food and Wine Festival was specifically for food and wine. And I feel like lately they've brought some of those booths into the other festivals so you can get a little bit of the feel of food and wine without having to go to the food and wine.
Okay.
So that's why I say food and wine, overrated. I'm never going again.
Okay.
All the other festivals at Epcot, underrated. I would enjoy my time with those.
Fine. That's fine. This is where we kind of butt heads a lot because, I love going to Epcot, especially when there's any type of festival. I like the food and wine festival. I mean, I get it. Like, you don't necessarily love the theme, the crowd, maybe on like a Saturday night at the when you're with the kids.
Yeah.
Gets a little busy, kind of crazy. But all in all, I like it.
I'm out.
Okay.
Next one. Now, this was asked quite a bit, and I'm not I'm not really sure why this particular attraction was something that people ask us about a lot, but it's weird that it's on here like multiple times.
Okay.
Mickey's PhilharMagic. Oh. Underrated or overrated?
I do love how they added some Coco scenes in there. That was a nice surprise that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, what's up with people not liking anything change? Like, I don't mind if they change some things. Like, why do people not love change at all?
Why? You heard that? Some people
didn't like were complaining
it?
About that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that.
I thought it was subtle and it didn't take over. It didn't change the experience at all. It added to it.
Yeah, no. So I think PhilharMagic is, can it be underrated?
Yes, because the wait time's always low.
That's true. And
like Peter Pan, way overrated. Mickey's PhilharMagic, I think it's underrated because it's something that people just skip over.
To me, we always go in. I think probably, let's be honest, usually it's 95 degrees and we're looking for an escape out of the heat.
It's 95 degrees and it's a 15-minute wait.
Exactly. Like, why would you not go in? And when I'm in there, even though I'm kind of feeling guilty of that, having that feeling, it's like a guilty feeling I get that I'm like, I feel like I'm cheating because it's like, I'm only going in because it's hot out, you know, and I need a break. But that being said, while I'm watching the show, I find myself always having a great time, no matter how many times I've seen it.
Yeah, I agree. Underrated. The only thing that's overrated about it is making me move all the way to the end of this thing so people can sit next to each other and then looking around and seeing half the theater empty.
That is, I get that. Like, that part's a little uncomfortable. That's why you try to catch it where you're going in right as they're
like opening. I go to the movies with my friends and I skip a seat.
Yeah.
I don't want to not skip a seat with strangers.
Totally. I understand that.
Only old people will understand that reference because now all the movie theaters are those reclining seats that you have to get a pre-ticket to. But back in the day when we went to the movies and you go with your friends, there was always that buffer seat in between you.
Yeah. There was no kind of personal space back in the day unless you got that.
So you think it's underrated as well?
Yes.
Good. I don't know why that was asked on here. But it was asked quite a bit.
It was quite a bit?
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 times. More than any other attraction, like specifically.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think the visuals are amazing. The music, the visuals. Again, I've seen it probably 100 times. And I'm not going in because I'm super excited to see it again. I'm truthfully saying sometimes it's just to beat the heat. But I'm always finding I have a smile on my face by mid-show.
100%.
Okay.
I'm with you till the end of the line.
At the end, it's so fun when, never mind. Go ahead.
Next one. Now, this is something that is on here quite a bit as well. Not as much as Mickey's PhilharMagic. Peter Pan.
Which Peter Pan? Because I think it matters if it's Peter Pan Disneyland or Peter Pan Walt Disney World.
Let's say Walt Disney World.
Okay.
This is from Mickey Curls 13.
Okay.
On Instagram.
I love it.
There you go.
Well, I think everybody knows your answer.
Overrated. It says, Peter Pan is overrated. I'll die on this hill. I'm with you, buddy. I'm on the top of the hill. I'm waiting for you.
He's with you to the end of the line.
Cute. Not worth the wait. Overrated.
Yeah. So we have a hard time as a whole in my family because I always want to go on. But I guess I'm okay with skipping the one in Walt Disney World. So I will say maybe the Walt Disney World one is overrated. Because to me, it's more about the nostalgia that I think that it makes it so cute. And so you get that more in Disneyland.
I get that. And listen, when I'm on it, when I go on Peter Pan, but I eventually get to go on it, I have an enjoyable time. I like the attraction. I like the ride.
You're flying. I just don't like the wait.
I can't wait 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 120, which it usually is. It's just so long.
I wish it was a little bit longer. So I compare.
Wait, are you crazy?
No, the attraction.
Oh.
When I go to Peter Pan, I often compare it to, out of all attractions in the world, I often compare it to E.T. in Universal.
Well, I know why, because you kind of get that same sense of flying over things.
Yeah.
You know, it's a similar experience. Obviously, in Peter Pan, you're not on a bicycle like you are on an E.T., which is the most unique experience of any attraction, being on a bike flying over the forest.
I think both, being on a bike, I think is exceptional, but also being on a boat and flying through the city, that I think that's really cool. But I guess where I can see people saying it's overrated is the fact that you're right. It is a really long wait time, but then also when you're on, it's a really short ride. So when you think about E.T.
It is longer.
E.T. also has that nostalgia. E.T. has that cheesiness, if you will. It's a little corny, but it seems better because it's longer.
Yeah, and it's I mean, we've been many times. I've never seen ET more than 20 minutes wait.
30 maybe?
Maybe 25 tops.
It's a better wait because it's bigger. They had more room.
It's a cool forest walkthrough too, ET.
Yeah.
ET, underrated. We'll just throw that out there. Might as well because we're talking about it here on the podcast.
Talking about it so much.
All right. So, yeah, I'm with you. So you're saying it's overrated?
Yep.
Okay. We're all in the same.
Disneyland, not.
Okay.
Sorry.
So turn around. We're in the studio here recording this on YouTube. Connie, turn around. You have one hanging on the wall back there.
I can see it. Wait. Yeah.
Somebody asked what that was actually in our Patreon group. What is that thing behind you, the Oogie Boogie?
That's my Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket that I love so dearly. It was sent to us by special friends, and I adore it so much. So
that's one of the questions.
Oh, that's it?
Themed popcorn buckets.
Oh.
Overrated or underrated?
Clearly underrated.
I think they're cool to have, especially if you like the character. Now, going overboard, like they did with the Figment popcorn bucket, yeah. and you know, getting 10 of them to resell on eBay, don't do that.
No, but even without doing that, like just going and to wait as long as you are going to wait to get into a really great attraction to get up. I don't know if they're that fantastic, but they're really fun to have.
Listen, we got that popcorn bucket and it's on the back of the wall here and you get to like put a smile on your face and look at it every once in a while. So you can't do that with a paper popcorn bucket.
That's true. Can't. And I mean, you know,
you can, but it'd be weird.
For the ones that you really, really like make a connection to. Believe it or not, as much as I love Figment, I couldn't get over his orange nails. And
why don't they have things like that for other food items, not just popcorn? Like, why don't they have a Tonga toast bucket?
Maybe they will. You just gave them an idea. Good job, Bruce.
Not sure if I'm happy about that or not. So what are you saying? Underrated?
Yeah. I think that look, when you're going to Disney, it's fun to buy souvenirs. For me, a souvenir that I can actually enjoy looking at and makes a special connection, it's always going to make its way home and I'm always going to find the value into it. Now, waiting hours and hours to get one, probably I would say overrated in that sense. But if you're waiting, like, you know, I don't know, what's a average time?
3 minutes.
A little more than 3 minutes.
Seven.
And you, let's call it 20.
20 minutes. No way.
That's fine.
I'm out.
Okay.
Wait 20 minutes for a popcorn bucket. You crazy? All right. Next question.
Okay.
This is a general question now. Table service restaurants in Disney World, are they overrated or underrated?
It's a good one.
Table service restaurants.
What say you, Bruce? I'd like to know because I know my answer.
I'm a restaurant guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
You are.
I am. Okay. It's my background. It's what I've done my whole life, work in restaurants and things like that. So I'm used to restaurants.
Okay.
So for me, they're vastly overrated. Only because of the price that it costs to go to these restaurants in.
This is where I miss the dining plan because you never would even see it.
Right.
You would never even see how much
I'm not
it costs.
Saying they're not good, and I'm not saying that I don't go. Right. But I think certain table service restaurants are very overrated.
Okay.
Now, I know you pay for the experience and you pay for the location, and that goes into the overall dining experience, but I don't think you get what you pay for all the time.
Okay.
Except for Liberty Tree Tavern. Underrated.
Or Sci-Fi.
That one's good.
Prime Time.
Listen, I just said they're not all overrated.
Garden Grill.
But if you had to stick it to me and say, hey.
I'm sticking it to you right now.
Stick it to me right now and say, overall, table service restaurants, I think they're a little bit overrated.
Ohana. I mean, I could go on and on.
Listen, they're just expensive.
Okay, get
it. I'm not saying that they're not good. I'm just saying that they're overrated. So you're saying they're underrated, if I gather your thoughts here.
So here's the thing. I think that, first of all, I think I've said this a lot. Like, I cannot go to Hollywood Studios without visiting the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater. It just makes my experience that much more better, and I love...
Much more better.
And much more better. The food is... I think the food is overrated everywhere. I think that there's not really some, I guess, even the Liberty Tree Tavern, like, we've talked about that a lot, and the food's good. It's not out of this world. You're not going to a specific restaurant for the actual meal, I think.
Well, I think what makes Liberty Tree Tavern a little different, at least for me, is that you get as much as you want to eat.
More. Another.
So as much as it is filling and you can't eat as much as you think you can,
yeah,
you do get that option.
I quote movies so much.
I know, we both do.
It's like a disorder.
I hope people actually get what we're saying and they don't just think we're saying some random statement.
Oh, I think they think we're saying random statements.
We should on the video on YouTube. By the way, go subscribe to our YouTube channel and our other podcast, UTM TV.
So much to do.
That's right.
Sorry, guys.
We should put on the video like where that quote comes from.
Gotcha.
Whenever we say a movie quote, it should be like a clip in there. So
it's
they know
not always Disney Marvel, too.
No, it's not.
It's a little everywhere.
A little bit of everything.
Okay. So where were we?
I'm saying table service restaurants, overrated.
Yeah.
If I have to pick, overrated.
I'm saying underrated in the sense of I think it enhances your park day. I think you need to take a moment to decompress. It's really nice having a cast member serve you food and you don't have to think. You don't have to carry a tray. Usually, I don't know if this is for everybody, but usually like our kids tend to act a little bit nicer to each other because they know that there's somebody else watching them, which is like the cast member serving the food that comes around. They can't like be yelling at it. So it's like a time out for mom. And I like that. And I think that all in all, you're not going to find, at least in our area, such a great, unique themed restaurant as well. So to me, I think in that reason, they're underrated.
Except for the fact that a 10-year-old's an adult.
Except for that. But so, you don't have to. They can still.
Not at the sit down. So I think quick service restaurants are underrated. Table service restaurants, overrated.
See, I think that falls on our shoulders is like you can check out and take a break from the kids when they're being cranky.
I often do.
And I can't. I need like that little bit of
pampering. Your own fault.
That is my own fault.
You got to pull the old, hey, what's that over there?
I like to be served. I don't want to carry people's trash back out. I mean, they're old enough to do it on their own now, but they're still kids and they don't do it well. So you kind of have to remind them and, you know, you don't have to do that in a restaurant.
Time to let go, lady. Next one. And this was asked a couple times too. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Oh.
Underrated or overrated?
So this attraction, I hope, never changes because I think it is completely underrated. I think people need to give it a chance. It's never that busy.
No.
I think that there's these two things that happens to this particular attraction. It's not a ride. So I think people would rather go to places that actually ride on things, especially I mean, to be fair, you're walking a whole lot when you're in Walt Disney World. So whenever you can get off your feet, great, and actually see something and not do work. That also, I think people skip because they think they're going to be in the spotlight, and not everybody loves that.
I'm raising my hand over here. So what are you saying?
Oh, underrated, go in. It's so much fun.
All right. Here's my thoughts.
Okay, here we go.
If you ask me before we go in or before the show starts, I'm going to say overrated because I'm stressed out that I'm going to get picked.
Are you really?
Yeah, I don't want to get picked.
What is so bad about it?
I just don't want to be involved.
Okay.
But once they pick the people and it's not me,
you can chill
way
out.
Way underrated.
You like can relax.
Yeah, I chill out. It's like, all right, the stress is over. They didn't pick me. I know who they picked and I can enjoy the show.
Yeah, so I can't seem to get my family to go on this with me unless we're with a big group. So if it's the five of us and we happen to be traveling with our cousins and our extended family, then our kids will go because maybe they work up the nerve with knowing that they're with a lot more people they know or something happens. But so I haven't been able to go in a very long time and I'm really bummed about that.
You know what? I'll take one for the team and I'll go next time. But please don't pick me. If you're listening right now, anybody who works at
I don't believe you.
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, don't pick me.
You're being all nice and happy about it now because we're not right there. But
you mean like, you don't believe me that I don't want to get picked or I don't want to go? I'll go on it.
You're saying I'll go on. And
oh, I will. I'll go on it.
Okay.
But I'm going to like pretend I drop something when they're picking people so they can't even see me.
It's so fun. Then you can enter a joke in. It's just so
That's
so
fun. That's fun and fine.
I like the wait is fine. Like it doesn't bother me and it's just a good time.
All right. Here's another one.
Okay.
I'm not reading that one because that's a little secret that I don't want to give away.
Ooh.
So sorry about that. You're never going to know how I feel about that one. Adventureland and Magic Kingdom. Overrated or underrated?
Adventureland, Magic Kingdom. Now we're talking about Magic Kingdom, Disneyland?
Yes. No, Disney World.
You're
going to pick all Disney World.
Okay. So I think a lot changes when you change the park.
Definitely.
Okay. So Adventureland.
A little bit more spacious in Disney World than Disneyland.
Yeah.
But overall theming, overall the attractions that are there, feeling you get when you go into Adventureland. Like, you know, you get a certain feeling when you go into Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Each land has its own feeling.
Definitely. You have this.
Some better than others.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Fantasyland, my feeling is get me out of here. Adventureland, Tomorrowland.
I find myself walking with a cool beat when I'm walking into either one of those Adventureland or Fantasyland. Fantasyland, I sort of glide through. Like, I pretend that
yeah.
I'm graceful, which I'm not. But I like to pretend when I'm in Walt Disney World. But, yes, yeah, so I don't know how it could be underrated, although I think it does tend to get super crowded. And even though it's spacious, you would think there'd be a lot more room for people to move around. It just, I don't know if it could just ever handle how many people love going over there. So that's the only reason why I would say it's overrated.
You think it's overrated? I don't know. It's hard to say it's underrated, and it's also hard to say it's overrated.
This one's tricky.
Because you go there, and it is busy, and it's got pirates, which is a great attraction.
I think this one is, yeah, it's midday, and it's hot, and you can't really see much, and you're trying to navigate. It's hectic.
I guess that's true. I guess I'm going to say...
What are you saying?
Sadly, I'm going to say overrated.
Really? You're going to agree? I just bummed everybody out.
Yeah, sadly, I'm going to say overrated, but it's close. I'm not saying... This is so hard because I don't want to say something's overrated and then have somebody not do it because I said it's overrated or you said it's overrated.
No kidding.
Because it's overrated doesn't mean it's bad.
I think that it's a certain takeaway, right? So it's only overrated because it could get so crowded. It's hard to keep track of your own family when you're walking through here. Sometimes I find myself, hot tip, by the way, I just have everybody train. It seems you can navigate quickly through, if you have to get someplace quickly, if you're in a line and you trust that, you know, whoever you're with will hold on to your shirt or whatever, it's easy.
And it's more polite.
Than walking like
four wide. Four that. Deep is more polite than four wide.
I never do that, but it's tough. This one is, I think, that for that only reason.
All right, we have two more to get through.
Okay.
I'm only going to pick two more because I'm almost out of time here.
Okay.
Next one. This is one we've talked about recently. Cosmic Rays. Overrated or underrated, which is in the Magic Kingdom.
Underrated.
You think so?
Yes. I always thought this place was... This particular restaurant, quick service restaurant, always kind of had pulled on my heartstrings because I was a small kid when I remember it being there. But then there was a blip there where I was thinking, this is just not what it's cracked up to be. And then I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I'm in love with it again.
What happened that made you not like it?
I think the food had gone down. I mean, I know it's burgers and stuff, and it can't be that fantastic, but I think there was a blip there where the burgers were really not edible. And then it's changed. I think they've made it better again and or exactly where it used to be. I don't know, but I've really like it. It's easy. We're not necessarily the type of family that says we're going to go to the parks and eat things like burgers and fries, but for some reason, Cosmic Rays, it's okay to do that.
And especially, I think, if you go at off times, too. Sometimes if you go during a time where it's not peak lunch.
Yes.
It's a better atmosphere because you get to maneuver around a little easier. And when there's not a jam-packed audience waiting to get their burgers.
Yes.
It's a lot more enjoyable. I think it's underrated. There's certain times where I look in the window and I'm like, wow, not underrated right now.
It can get busy, for
but,
sure.
You know, I think overall... I think underrated or overrated for this is how what people's perception of it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear a lot of bad talk about Cosmic Rays.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but I know that I think it's not my taste buds because I've had a bad burger in Walt Disney World that I'm like, oh, this is, I can't believe they're selling this for the same price as Cosmic Rays, where at Cosmic Rays, I enjoy it. So
I agree.
Okay.
All right. Let's get one more. Yes. Transportation. Overall transportation at Walt Disney World. Overrated or underrated? Now, this takes in the monorail, Skyliner, the minivans, the bus system.
I think it's awesome that they have all these various ways to get around. Like, you really, we love renting a car just because we love
freedom. I love freedom.
It was control.
Freedom. No. I love the thing that I don't love about the transportation system is being stuck somewhere.
Yeah, but I think you also put a lot of that in your own head sometimes. You know, you get worked up of like what ifs, like what if the bus is being late or what if it's crowded?
And oh, then, I'm full of what ifs.
Exactly. So I think, but if you just kind of let go, be in the moment.
How do you do that?
I mean, hang out with me a little bit more.
I hang out with you quite a bit.
During the day. I think it is amazing that they have, especially with the Skyliner. I think that was a whole nother layer that they, I cannot believe what took them so long to add that, because it was brilliant.
How about this?
Okay.
Let's take it transportation by transportation.
And quickly, right?
Yeah,
quickly. Okay, so go.
Monorail.
Underrated.
How can the monorail be underrated?
It's amazing. It's a ride in itself. Like it's an attraction.
All right, on
its
own. I'm with you. Skyliner.
Okay. Underrated.
100% with you.
People were afraid about it being hot because there's no AC. Don't worry about
that. Or frightening because it's up in the air.
I don't love the heights. I don't love going over when we're over water. I don't. My knees definitely tingle. I get the spider tingle.
It's strange because I feel like I'm more afraid of heights than you are, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, which was a weird thing that I learned about myself. That being said, I still love it, and I think that it's so easy to get around.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. Skyliner,
yeah,
underrated.
Good job, Disney, with that.
The bus system.
I don't mind them, but I know
you... If you say this is underrated, I'm out. I'm stopping the podcast right now. It's over.
Oh, fine. Overrated.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. All right, how about...
I can't believe you make me say things. Like, I don't know if
That's the only one I'll make you say.
Okay.
What about the boat system? The ferry boat, the boats to the the boats to the resorts, the smaller ones that go from Magic Kingdom specifically to resorts.
Resort boat rocks.
Yeah.
Ferry boat, I think, is a little overrated as far as, like, the experience go. I feel like cattle.
Again, all the boats from the parks to specific resorts, the smaller boats, underrated.
Amazing.
Ferry boat, off times, underrated. If okay. you get to the ferry boat in the off afternoon, times, you know, yeah. and it's not first thing in the morning sure. or closing but at night.
Off time, I'm going on the monorail.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to take the, sometimes no. watching the monorail is great, but sometimes when you're on the ferry boat and you can see Magic Kingdom coming at you, slowly but surely. You
can see that on the monorail.
Not really.
We don't agree on this.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to say it's underrated.
But all right, it's fine. We don't have to always agree.
And we often don't.
That's true.
All right, last one.
I thought that was the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay.
The Safari Ride. Animal Kingdom Safari Ride. Overrated or underrated?
How could that ever be underrated? Overrated.
No, it can't be. That's what I'm saying. No, you're right. It's not overrated. I'm so underrated. Confused. I think it's the best time spent in Disney is on that. It's long. You get to see a whole bunch of things that you normally wouldn't be able to see. It's not the most thrilling thing in the world.
No, but the animals have personalities, and it's fun to watch them kind of do their thing.
When your kids are little, and you take them on that, and you see their face when they see a giraffe 10 feet from the truck, there's no better feeling.
True.
Or when they see the elephants, or they find one of the crocodiles or the hippos. Like, it's so thrilling for them at that little age.
It is. It really is. They get so immersed and excited, and it's so wholesome because it's, you know, a live animal, and it's not an audio animatronic, although that's cool too, but seeing them react to the, you know, live creatures,
yeah,
it's pretty neat.
The best thing in the world is when you get stuck, like there's a giraffe in the middle of the road and they can't make it move, they just have to wait,
which happens quite a bit,
and you just get an extra 5 or 10 minutes on the ride.
Yeah,
it feels great to me.
Yep, I agree.
All right. Well, when the hosts aren't listening.
No, I was just looking at something because I think this was on our questions for underrated or overrated. And it was Voyage of the Little Mermaid. And I just found out that it's not on the Disney World website right now for Hollywood, for attractions in Hollywood Studios. It's just gone.
Do you think that's overrated or underrated when you went on it?
I loved it. I thought it was underrated.
I'm actually going to agree with you.
Yeah, I would. Wow, I can't believe it, actually.
That I agree with you?
Yeah, because it's a show. I mean, it's not a ride, but I always loved it.
It's a show that I go on not wanting to, maybe. Low expectations, key to life right there.
Yeah, maybe.
And then it just makes you smile.
Definitely.
And I have a good time doing that.
Well.
All right, let me just say hi, thank you to some folks over on Patreon. So we have this tier on Patreon if you want to join. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast. We also have a new tier.
Brand new tier.
You get 40% off all the merch on the UTM store.
Fun times.
And a shout out. So Mandy Simpson joined. She gets a discount on all our shirts, hats, sweatshirts, all that good stuff over there.
There's some good stuff. There's some good stuff.
I changed stores because the whole Snackos fiasco, and I'm adding some things over there.
It's some good stuff, I got to admit.
So go check it out.
Yeah.
UnlockingTheMagicShop.com is the website for that. Mandy Simpson, thank you so much for joining. Alyssa, Bettina, Chris, Emily, Christina, Logan, Peggy, Robert, Roman, you guys are awesome.
Thank you guys so much for supporting the team. We couldn't do this without you.
We recently just did a Patreon live show, and the video is up for the replay. If you want to join, you get to go see that. The audio will be coming out soon. And then I think next week or the week after, we're going to be doing the Patreon Member of the Month.
That's so fun.
Get to join us for a podcast inside Patreon. We pick one member every single month to join us at random. As long as you want to do it. You don't have to do it. But if you want to join us for a podcast, there's your chance.
I would be so excited if like one of my favorite podcasts, I could do that.
You could join. Yeah, I would.
Can you Google and see if there's a tier on Imagine, that? Like, that would be Star cool. Talk.
I might do that actually and check it out for you.
I don't know what I would ask, but.
But that's going to do it for us today. Again, if you need some help, go check out Unlocking the Magic Travel. UnlockingTheMagicShop.com is where you can get the t-shirts. And then.
What else?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I feel like this is a fun show. Thank you so much. Let us know what you think. You can hit us up on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.